Hello, listeners. This is Beverly, your show host, and here I am with another episode of Develop Your A Game. And you know what type of podcast show this is. This is a podcast show where we amplify, leverage, learn, you know, get inspired, get motivated, and basically learn how to bring our A game. We share, you know, motivational, inspiring stories of Africans killing it, Africans on the continent or in diaspora. And when we're not, you know, having those kind of conversations, when we're not having the guest shows, I generally like to do my solo thing and, you know, amplify you guys where I can. And I'm using the word amplify because I believe we're all here to lift each other up and uplift. And yes, exactly, lift each other up, you know, you lift me, I lift you, that kind of thing. So it is officially New Year's Eve 2020. And boy, I know many of us are so relieved to get to this point. So relieved, like literally thanking God for reaching this high point. This is the highlight of 2020. Leaving 2020 is the highlight of 2020. Yes, to say the least, it's been a roller coaster year. It's been an epic year. It has been a good year for some. So let's not make it out like it was a completely write-off year. Many people achieved a lot of amazing things personally, career-wise, education-wise. You know, people achieved a lot, but at the same time, it was a roller coaster year. It was the year of, you know, COVID-19, and many of us suffered great losses in so many forms. So, you know, we really have to, at this point, just be grateful for life. And also, most importantly, you know, to remember those who lost their lives this year. Just spend a moment, you know, thinking about the people that they left behind. And you know, the way I see life now is everybody's life is, everybody has a different path that they live, everybody has a different lifespan. So we, you know, we have to be grateful for the time that people are on earth with us. And we continue to honor the lives of those who are left behind by continuing to do good and continuing to propagate, you know, the lessons learned, the way those people live their lives and such. So definitely sending up good vibes and deep thoughts for those people who lost their lives in 2020. So yes, what are we talking about today? I hope you are ready with your pen and paper. Either you're ready with your pen and paper, or at least you're ready to do some writing, if not now, but at least, you know, before, the new year strikes, because the purpose of this podcast is to teach you how to set goals if you've never set goals before, and also to teach you how to vision board. So I'll just give you a little bit of background history on vision boarding. So I started vision boarding in 2017. I had gone to Abuja. Abuja is a popular city in Nigeria. It's kind of in the northwest, I would say, kind of in the middle. And I went for a conference on economics, National Economic Summit Group, to be exact. And at this conference, it was quite good. Lots of networking going on, which I love to do. I really love to network. I'll refer you back to my episode on networking and why I think you all should be doing it. So, yes, I met this John Maxwell coach, and I'm sure many of us are familiar with John Maxwell. And I guess he kind of liked what I was doing. He liked what I was about. He liked the football academy that I had founded and just thought I was generally fascinating. So he said to me, I am going to offer you a free session with your coaches, your admin staff. I'm just going to come around end of the year and just do some goal setting with you all. And I was really excited, you know. I thought, oh, this sounds really good. This sounds really good. So one thing he told me that I will never forget is we need to do things every day that will stimulate our minds, our bodies, and our souls. So just to take that back, every day we must do something to stimulate our minds. So that could be reading, to stimulate our bodies. That could be exercise, going for a walk, doing the, well, maybe not treadmill, but like, you know, a stepper. If you don't have a stepper, maybe just some, you know, walking up and down a flight of stairs about 20 times or something. And then lastly, but not the least, to stimulate the spirit. Because if, you know, if you're, if you believe in, you know, the composition of the human soul, we are made up of three parts. So we're made up of body, we're made up of mind, and we're made up of soul. So these three components of us have to be nurtured, have to be fed, so to speak. So that kind of really stuck with me. That really, really went deep into my conscious. And I said to myself, okay, I'm liking how this is sounding. I need to know more. So yes, when we did the actual goal setting, it was really quite interesting. So what he did was, you know, he basically shared worksheets with us. And I have a worksheet for you, a free worksheet, a free 2021 goal setting worksheet, which you can get at www.developyouragame.com. So the worksheet will be available on that link. So you can download that worksheet, print it out. Unfortunately, it's not editable online, but you can print it out and you can basically do your jottings. So yeah, so that was my first encounter with goal setting, and it was really quite detailed. So you have the different facets of your life that you want to look into. You want to, you know, you want to review your family life, because as we all know, family is everything. Family is the first. It's the first and usually the last, okay? Everything else is kind of not as important as family. So family, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think you are now? Where do you want to be? Career-wise, where are you now? Where do you want to be? Education, the same thing. Special relationships, like with maybe your spouse, partner, and just so many of these things, okay? So, you know, going through all the different facets of your life, we end up creating a kind of chart. So that chart tells you, okay, this is where you are now, and this is where you're aiming to be. So that was a really, really interesting session that I had with this John Maxwell coach. And literally, I took it upon myself to host my own sessions. So the following year, I hosted a session with some friends, and that was really good. We started about 11 a.m. and I'm not joking, we finished at 4 p.m. It was really, really interesting. We got into the nitty gritty. Actually, we've done it. Actually, we've hosted these sessions 3 years in a row now. So I started the sessions. Yeah, so the John Maxwell coach I met in 2017, exactly. Then I hosted a session with friends that same Christmas period, because I was so excited. I just had to host my own vision boarding session. And then 2018, I hosted another session with friends, but a much smaller group. And then 2019, also hosted another session. And yes, 2020, I am not hosting a session physically, but I'm super happy and absolutely delighted that I can host my session via podcast, where more and more people can actually participate. So for me, that makes it all worth it. So I don't feel so lonely. So you're keeping me company. We're doing this together. So what I need you to do is, you know, make sure you download the worksheet so we can go through the worksheet together. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be taking you through the goal setting worksheet. So if you haven't printed out the worksheet, I'm giving you a couple of minutes to go get yourself together and go print out the worksheet so we can go through it. So whilst we're doing that, vision boarding is very, very similar to goal setting. In fact, vision boarding and goal setting are kind of entwined. okay? Your goals, when you talk about goal setting, obviously we talk about having goals, realistic goals. Let's not get carried away. Let's not set goals for ourselves that are not smart, that are not measurable, that are not attainable, that are not realistic, and that are not timely. There's really no point having a goal that you cannot measure, or no point having a goal without a deadline. Because if you have a goal without a deadline, then it's open-ended, and that the whole benefit you get of, you know, goal setting is completely lost. So please remember that goals must be SMART. They must be S, SMART, specific. They must be measurable. They must be attainable. They must be realistic, and they must be time bound. Okay, so let's put that into consideration. So vision boarding is almost like, you know what your goals are. Okay, you know what your goals are. You've already got a good idea of what your goals are, but vision boarding allows you to dream a little bit more. Okay, so when you vision board, you're kind of mind mapping, if you know what that means. Mind mapping is where you get a big sheet of paper. It could be on a whiteboard, or it could be on your screen, or it could be on a piece of paper, and you basically have at the center, you draw like a cloud, and at the center of that cloud, you write, you want a mind map around your new business. Okay, you have a new business, you're starting this business in 2021, and you need to just brainstorm. I know the word brainstorm is not really acceptable these days. The preferred word now is mind mapping. So you basically put down the keyword that you want to develop ideas around, and then anything that comes to mind, you just put it down. So you create branches coming out of the cloud. Okay, so you're mind mapping. So you put down in the middle what it is you are mind mapping about. It could be travel. Like, I remember in 2018, I had mind mapped that I wanted to visit more African countries. I remember putting Egypt down. I remember putting down the Caribbean. I remember putting down, you know, a couple of really out there places. And fine, I haven't been to all those places, but I did go to Egypt, and I went twice the following year. So, you know, mind mapping kind of implants things in your subconscious. Mind mapping is really good with the ideation phase. You know, you're just, you know, you're coming up with different things around one particular keyword that is significant to you. Okay, so vision boarding is like, you're putting down your wildest thoughts, your dreams, your hopes. You're putting them down on this board, and then you can then say to yourself, okay, so this is my vision board, and this is like my ideal. If money was no object, if time was no object, these are all the different things that I would absolutely love to do. So I would say to you that you should have a separate vision board. You could put that vision board somewhere visible. A friend of mine, EJ, I remember 2019 Christmas, she had done her vision board, and I saw it, and she had put down things like a new car, which she actually did get. She put down things like, you know, relationship, just different things, you know. So it's interesting. It's not a magic potion or anything, but what it does is it embeds into your subconscious those things that you desire. And then, you know, when you know, for me, I believe that a lot of great things happen first at the subconscious level. Okay, so they say, if you're a believer, if you are, you know, a person of faith, they say you have to believe it first to conceive it. So the vision board is just a way of bringing those beliefs and expressing them on paper. Okay, so when you do that, it helps the manifestation process. Okay, so that's basically what the purpose of a vision board is. But goal setting is quite different. Goal setting tends to be more specific. It tends to be more in line with, say, needs that you might have. Say you want to pivot into a new career in 2021. Perhaps you're thinking digital is the future. Digital is the way forward. I need to get my shop online. I need to reach more customers. So one of your key goals would be to put your store on an online platform. It could be Etsy.com. It could be Shopify. You know, so having goals, I would say, is like disciplining yourself to set achievable targets, which will boost, you know, which will enhance and boost you from your current status. But vision boarding is where you're saying to yourself, in 5 years' time, where do I want to be? Where do I see myself idealistically? Where do I really want to be, you know, a year from now? I want a baby. I want to get married. I want to be CEO. I want to get a new car. I want to buy a house, you know, all those things. So the vision board is almost like a visual of the things you desire. The vision board will not necessarily motivate you to get the things you want. You have to do a lot more than have just a vision board. But a vision board is a good step because it helps, you know, begin to get your mind, you know, thinking towards where you want. You know, we all need goals, right? We all need to dream. We all need to have aspirations. So that's what the vision board does. But the goal setting, which is what I'm going to be taking you through tonight, is a little bit more specific. So I hope you've had time to download the worksheet. The worksheet is titled 2021 Goal Setting Worksheet. And, you know, obviously I'm wishing you all a very prosperous, productive, and, you know, better year than 2020. 2020 really knocked us off. Like, it really, like, you know, unexpectedly just took us by surprise. But 2021, whilst we're not expecting miracles, quite frankly, but we do hope that as we begin to learn to live and adapt to the new normal, it will give us a bit of room to be innovative around just how to thrive in the midst of a pandemic, you know. So great. So if you look at the 2021 goal setting sheet, you can see that I have divided the sheet into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 segments, okay? So it's very important that when you're setting goals, you need to look at the holistic picture. One thing I believe is that we are human beings. We are not robots. I don't believe in setting goals that purely focus on work, 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 work. No. I don't think that's healthy. I think it's super important to set goals that cover, you know, that meet the needs of mind, body, and soul. So, for instance, one of my goals that I had set in 2019, so literally this time last year, I was depending on what time you listen to this podcast, but I was literally at a really good friend of mine's house in Lagos. Her name is Frida. Lovely, lovely lady. She makes the best mince pies ever. So, you know, myself, Frida, another friend of ours, we're all sat at hers and we're doing this goal setting. And it's really nice. I mean, I encourage you, if you can listen to this episode with a couple of friends, I highly recommend it, because there's something powerful about setting goals in the presence of others. It's almost like you are creating accountability partners at the same time. So if you can listen to this podcast, obviously we need to social distance right now, so I'm not encouraging vision boarding and goal setting parties, but, you know, meeting up with one person, you know, two, okay, max three, isn't a bad idea. It really isn't. That's really what got me spurred on. That's really what gave me the habit to still, you know, be setting goals 3 years later. So, I mean, 2017 to 2020, I've consistently been setting goals. And I have to say, year on year, I am seeing huge difference in my progress. So back to what I was saying, I hope you're listening to this podcast with a friend or two, just to, you know, create that sense of accountability to each other. So the worksheet is divided into five segments, because like the coach I met from John Maxwell, it's very important to set goals that focus on not just the physical, the material. Oh, I want more money, I want a nice car, I want to buy a house. It's really important also to have goals that meet the needs, again, like I said, of the mind. You know, wellness, mental health is so important right now. You know, surviving 2020, put your hands up if surviving 2020 was literally a case of protecting your mind, like preserving your mind, like just raise your hand wherever you are, you know? So for me, mental health was major for me this year. And it's interesting because for the first time ever, I prioritized my mental health. I had put mental health down and, getting a spa treatment, which is obviously for the physical body, meditation, prayer, doing more prayer, practicing more prayer. I had put down attending two prayer retreats in 2020, one in April and one in October. Of course, that did not happen physically, but I did do a lot of prayer. You know, I did engage in quite a lot of prayer and meditation, which, oh my goodness, was such a lifesaver. And lots of scripture readings, and I actually did lots of Bible study. So I actually still met my goals. I still hit my goals, which covered, looking after and nourishing my spiritual side. But at the same time, I was also nourishing, my mental health, checking for my mental health. So I think it's super important that we address that, So I've got self-care here. Self-care, as we know, is about prioritizing your health and your happiness. So, I mean, I'll give you some examples. You could say even something as little as, you know, making sure you call your in-laws or your friends or your that favorite professor of yours or that favorite cousin or your brother or sister or whatever. You know, things like that. Just putting it in, and don't be shy. You know, I am not shy to put everything in my diary. You know, I know they say we are creating, we're overindulging in social apps a little bit too much. But the truth of the matter is, if productivity tools like calendars, if they help you remember things better, then why not? So yes, prioritize. Making time for family can actually double up as self-care. You know, making time to have chats with that one person that listens, that's a good listener, things like that. Relationships also. I had said to myself in 2020 that I am going to call my in-laws all the time. And did I? Well, I did call them more than I did in 2019, but I still didn't call as much as I ought to have. So that is going to be for me, that's an ongoing goal. You know, sometimes, believe it or not, there are some goals that you may never hit, but don't be discouraged. It simply means you're just a work in progress, you know. You're just, every day is another day to do better. And if you don't, you have the next day. So there are certain goals that, yeah, you may not hit that goal. But guess what? As long as you have it as a goal, you will keep trying. And that's, I think the most important lesson here is having goals helps create that culture of self-discipline. Because trust me, if I didn't have goals, oh my goodness, I don't even know where I would be right now. So yes, relationships, very, very important. I prioritize my relationships a lot. I believe in spending time with girlfriends. I love spending time with my parents. I love spending time with my husband, my kids. So if you need to prioritize certain relationships because things get so busy, then by all means do. Vocation. Now, this is an interesting one. Vocation could refer to your community vocation. You may be involved in lots of community outreach programs. It could be charity work. It could be spiritual. Like, I have a really good friend of mine, and she is a catechist. A catechist is basically somebody that does like children's Bible study. Okay, so she does that, right? So many of us have various vocations that give us joy, that give us pleasure. So you may say to yourself, okay, 2021, I don't know, I may decide to get involved in vocations in charities that support widows. Or I may, like, for instance, I have now committed to supporting the Makoko Dream School, which is a really brilliant, brilliant initiative that supports the children of Makoko up to primary school age with free education. So I'm going to try my best to get involved in, you know, some fundraisers or outreach, you know, whatever I can, okay? So I need to pencil that down. I need to obviously make time for that. I need to say, okay, what do I hope to achieve from that? What's the timeline, okay? So vocations are very important. Everybody has some kind of calling. A vocation is like a calling, all right? And that calling could even be in your home. Look, sometimes there's nothing that says you have to have an external vocation. Just being having a relationship, whether it's with your family or say with your workplace, those are vocations enough as they are. And you may decide, okay, I want to be a better mother. I want to be an advocate for better equal rights in the workplace. Those are all vocations. So you need to ask yourself, okay, do I want to give more time to these vocations? Do I want to maybe start fundraising? You know, there's so many different activities that you can think of from a vocation. So you may just want to have a bit of a think about what other activities you may want to get involved in. Now, personal development. Okay, no, before we get to personal development, resources. This is huge. And, you know, just a proviso, I'm not a financial advisor or anything, but like everybody, you know, we all worry about finance, don't we? Especially in year 2020, when we all took like a huge blow with our finances, to our finances. So, yes, I definitely do have a couple of goals in 2021 that will revolve around trying to improve my finances, and will revolve around perhaps creating additional streams of income. So very important to really take a deep, hard look at resources. Resources that you may want to tap into. You may want to get additional qualifications. You may want to go on Coursera or FutureLearn or EDX or any of these online. Oh, or even develop your A game. Look at me. I'm talking about all these other, you know, brands. When Develop Your A Game is bringing out its own learning online platform in 2021. So yes, you may want to, you know, upskill. So that's definitely something that you would need to plan for. Okay. And same goes for finances. You may want to budget better. You may want to practice budgeting. Like, that's something that I am definitely going to be practicing a lot more in 2021, budgeting, because, you know, economies are a bit shaky right now. If you live where I do, which is West Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, you know, the foreign exchange isn't doing too well. So we definitely have to be a lot more prudent with income. So resources refers to time, how you spend your time and how you spend your money. So, you know, my advice is, you know, definitely get in touch with a financial advisor. If you're worried about your finances, put things in order, cut spending, cut unnecessary expenses in 2021, see how you can boost income. Sometimes it's not enough to cut. Sometimes you actually need to try and boost income. So, you know, that's that for resources. Then personal development. Oh, my personal favorite. I think I might have even touched in this area already, simply because, yes, I'm so excited about anything personal development, quite frankly. And that's the reason why I decided to set up Develop Your A Game, the podcast where you learn about new skills, you learn about, other people doing things that could inspire you. So, as they say, the sky is big enough to hold all of us. So, yes, personal development is huge, super, super huge. I know one recurring item that has been on my personal development goal setting has been around public speaking. So I did put public speaking to become a better public speaker. I put that on my goal setting in 2018, and I also put it on my goal setting in 2019. But the interesting thing, when by 2019, I became quite specific. I remember putting something like, I will not turn down any speaking engagements that I am that are presented to me. I will develop public speaking skills in certain areas. So whether that's leadership, whether that's in sports law, whether that's concerning youth development, being an advocate for youth development, etc. So I was quite specific. I think it's really, like I said before, it's really, really important to set specific goals, because when goals are more specific, again, it helps your brain get its get you know it wraps it kind of how do I say this? It just helps you reason out the goal better. It helps you understand what is expected of you better. We don't work well with vague instructions, okay? Doing when instructions are vague, you are more likely to mess up, aren't you? You're more likely to misinterpret, what is expected of you. So I always say, make sure the goals that you set for yourself are as specific as possible. So for me, public speaking will continue to remain on my goal setting. It's going to be on my 2021. I'm now trying to cross over from public speaking to paid public speaking, okay? So you could also give yourself reasonable targets. So if you're a beginner, please don't give yourself something crazily unrealistic, because if you fail, then you only end up feeling terrible, okay? So you need to pace yourself. When you set goals, always pace your goals. I think it's great to be bombastic. I think it's great to be daring, to be bold, but I think at the same time, I do believe that there's a French saying, petit à petit, l'oiseau fait son nid, which means little by little, the bird makes its nest. Yes, it's great to take big leaps, but there's nothing better than making little progress on a daily basis. It's a beautiful thing, because the best thing about it is one day you will look at yourself in the mirror and say, wow, when did this transformation happen? It almost like the transformation creeps up on you. So again, just a reminder to please keep it simple, stupid, KISS. So basically, that's the goal setting worksheet. And if you notice on the bottom, you have the timelines. You've got 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a year. So this is a really good opportunity for you to create like a nice sort of I would say different boxes. So you look at, it's almost like bingo, isn't it? So you look at vocations, charity work. Oh, you want to set up, you want to do a fundraiser, you want to raise 2 million naira, you want to raise $100,000. Fine, it's achievable, but you may want to give yourself a longer time frame. So say 9 months down the line, you hit your target, okay? For personal development, again, I like to say slow and steady wins the race. So you could put a bunch of things that could cover various time milestones. So 3 months from now, I would like to have done a course in EDX on how to be a better presenter. Okay, that's pretty easy. A 6-week course, you're done, okay? So there's so many ways you can do your goal setting. But the important thing is there's something powerful about writing your goals down. That's what I found. And this is something that I also talk about in my book, my new book, which is now out, 40 Lessons I Learned by 40. And yes, I do talk about vision boarding and goal setting because I just think it's such a powerful experience that so many of us may be missing out on because maybe we think, oh, what's the big deal? You know, it's all in my head. Yes, it's all in your head, but there's something about putting it down, putting pen to paper, arranging your thoughts nicely, articulating your thoughts. It's just a powerful thing. It's a powerful exercise. It's proven. It's been done time and time again. Even the Bible says, make it plain, make it written on plain tables and let the runner run with it. So, you know, I tend to quote scripture quite a lot because that's kind of my reference point. But, you know, from a secular point of view, it's the same thing. You know, many of us believe in the power of writing, believe in the power of lists. I think that there's a reason why there are so many productivity tools. If there was not a psychological reason for all these different apps popping up here and there, I don't think these apps would exist. So I think the mere fact that we have so many productivity apps which encourage us to write lists, encourage us to write, encourage us to diarize, that definitely says something. So I really hope that this episode has been helpful to you. You are free to reach out to me on Beverly@onyegiania.com, and don't forget to download the worksheets from www.developyouragame.com. And I wish you a very happy new year. May all your dreams and desires and plans, good works, come to pass. And let's just kick some butt in 2021. But let's go easy, right? Let's go easy does it, easy does it, easy does it. Yeah, and please don't forget to social distance, wear your masks, wash your hands, and just stay fabulous. Take care for now. This has been Beverly with another episode of Develop Your A Game, the podcast for people who want to seriously bring their A game and develop themselves. Take care for now. Till next time. Bye.